I always had a Caribbean flavor since day one. I feel like that's what sets me apart from a lot of different artists, you know, is the fact that I can do the reggae dancehall, you know, that type of vibe, but also mix it with pop music. And that's kind of what I started with. If anybody that knows Sean Kingston, they know that I'm the one who started the island pop sound, which means, of course, you know, you had, you know, the legend Sean Paul, you had Shaba, you had, you know, Maxi Priest, you had all these people that was making it commercial. But I'm saying, as far as the American pop side mixed with the Jamaican and all that stuff going on, I feel like I was the one who kind of introduced that sound, you know. And I was just with Ty Dolla $ign the other day, and Ty Dolla $ign was like, yo, bro, you're a god. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, yo, you're a legend because you're the one that started talking with your Jamaican accent, you know, doing that on a, you know, a pop beat, a pop rhythm, you know, from Beautiful Girls to Shawty, I Could Take You There, or da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-do. Like, those songs are always, you know, had that Caribbean island bounce to it. And like I said, I love it. That's where I'm from. I love Ocho Rios. You know what I'm saying? I grew up in Ocho Rios. Big up Jack Ruby Avenue. I used to walk that avenue every day, you know, rapping and singing and, you know, praying that I'll get my chance. So I always can never, ever, ever forget Jack Ruby Avenue. Would never forget GM's Avenue. Would never forget Bucksfield. Would never forget Ocho Rios. It will forever be a part of me and in my music and in everything, you know, that I do as far as my lifestyle.